Now, to cope with that then, they sold these things under a percentage of chlorine basis. So this particular one, Arachlor 1221, stands for the fact that there was 21% chlorine in the mix. So there was a very large number of congeners present out of that total number, and the ratio of chlorine then has been set by the amount of chlorination that's gone on. Now, as a result, the higher the amount of chlorine, then the higher the boiling point. So this guy here then will have a lower boiling point than Arachlor 1254, which is at 54% chlorine. Now, I'm not going to ask you for give me the example of Arachlor 1221. I'm simply going to say, draw me some congeners of a PCB. Now, at the start, these compounds then were locked up in their transformers, but it was only when the transformers started getting recycled and lost that PCBs started appearing in the environment. First of all, they didn't really have the methods to measure them. Once the methods became available, they found that they were in the fatty tissues of seals and whales, which seemed rather odd because these are very remote from the transformers. And it turned out then that this high KOW value and the ability to be very chemically stable was ensuring that once it got into a waterway, it just moved right through to the ocean. And once it was in the ocean then, the high KOW value ensured that it got into the biology. And it just magnified up until it was found in the higher organisms. And the values can be really quite substantial. So every time they get a sort of washed up dugong, here they'll go in and they'll analyse that. They'll be looking for PCBs, they'll be looking for organochlorines and whatever other toxic organic they can find. And usually they'll find traces of these things present. So the method then for this one is what we just talked about, our HPLC with PDA detector. Our method detection limit then can be like half a PBB of this particular PCB 105 in a sediment.